Higher, faster, stronger. Page 39. The sky's the limit.
In October 1928, Walter P. Chrysler announced that he would create in New York City the Chrysler Building, which when completed in 1930, briefly became the tallest building in the world at 1,046 feet.
Its purpose was as complex as its design. It was a celebration of his business success, a tribute to the auto industry, a jolt of architectural and business energy for the languishing east side of New York City, and a personal legacy and incentive for his sons, Walter Jr. and Jack. Walter P. Chrysler and his architect, William Van Allen, designed a building that would pay tribute to the technology of the age. Walter P. Chrysler was always a hands-on craftsman, and like the soon-to-be-designed iconoclastic Airflow with its Art Deco highlights, Walter P. Chrysler never shied away from innovation and the alchemical mix of technology and beauty. Universally admired by contemporary architects and often lauded as the finest example of Art Deco architecture in the world, the Chrysler Building design was a daring break from architectural tradition, synthesizing ancient traditions with modern artistic insights. Contracted to build the tallest building in the world, Van Allen quickly found himself in a competition between the Empire State Building and the Manhattan Bank, later to become the Trump Building. The rivalry was so fierce that Walter P. Chrysler and Van Allen worked in secret on the design and construction of the 180-foot spire that would be raised from an elevator shaft at the last minute to assure its winning height.